Yo people, what is up? It's me again, Jill from Carmady Luxembourg's Finest Metal Podcast. And yeah, today is a very good day. Because today, once more, I am here to give you an insight, input into one of maybe those bands that I inspired me most, let's say, in the last decade, easily. And so we're going to uncover a band again today. And I'm gonna be honest, today I am super, super tired, but that doesn't mean shit. I'm still here and I'm committed to get this through. And today we talk about a French band, a French shoegaze post-black metal band that started quite early, actually, beginning 2000s, where there's mostly new metal and all those things going on. There was one band from France, more precisely from Bagnols-sur-Cèze, I hope I didn't butcher the name, of that small village, and the band is called Alceste. Yes, many of you out there are probably familiar with that band, and with those two main remaining members, let's say, Neige and Winterhalter. And honestly, I think Alceste, especially during that period where I got into shoegaze and post-rock and all these kind of elements, was a huge inspiration for me. And they really deliver on a dreamy, atmospheric, ambient way that, at least in my opinion, no other band has, for me personally. I'm sure there are others, definitely are. And yeah, today we just want to dive in a bit and see what these guys did so far. So let's start with actually their first record came out quite late, to be fair. They started around 2000s, the year 2000s, and their first actual record was a Souvenir d'un autre monde. So as you can tell, it is in French, and most of their songs are sung in French as well, which gives it a more like intricate and exotic feel to it, especially to obviously many English listeners or outside international listeners who are not familiar with French. I think that elevates their music and that dreaminess even more, because yes, if I talk about black metal and post-black metal, there's definitely harsh vocals for sure, but there's also like those really ethereal vibey voices and vocals that Neige mostly does, which really is transcendent into, yeah, let's even call it otherworldly in some ways. And okay, to be fair, I'm gonna be honest here, when I discovered Alceste, it was not the early days, it was way later. It was with the record called Kodama, so actually that was 2016 and is one of my favorite records of honestly all time. And yeah, I just went back in time. So honestly, Souvenir d'un autre monde, yes, it's definitely post-black metal. It has that later Alceste orientation vibes already going on. But obviously the sophomore, the second record, Écailles de Lune, was groundbreaking, still is. And I mean, for many people out there and for many fans, it is the best Alceste record out there. And I get it. I really get it, because it has, again, everything a shoegaze listener, post-metal listener likes. It's basically the envelope for everything post-metal, everything dream pop, well, dream music, ambient atmospherical music. That is Alceste, and I think all of their records. So it's honestly, there's no need for me to just go through every record in depth, because it is a storyline from start to finish, from Souvenir d'un autre monde to Écailles de Lune. And the third record, Les Voyages de l'âme, which is also like a perfection on its own. And then, maybe that's the only actual point I'm going to get a bit more detailed here, is the record from 2014 called Shelter. And Shelter was definitely a different direction, even though still remaining true to their shoegaze post-rock elements. But Shelter has no harsh vocals and is definitely more dream pop orientated, which back at the time when I listened it shortly after Kodama, I was like, oh wait, this is way too soft for me. And I'm sure many fans reacted the same way, I did some research and actually, yeah, people were a bit like, oh, this is nice, it is still Alceste, but they were not expecting a full-scale shoegaze record. And after Shelter, obviously, came the record that made me go nuts over this band, basically, Kodama, with the title track Kodama, one of the best songs ever written in the post-metal genre. And a funny fact, the vocals are all gibberish, apparently. I didn't know that, and I had to go through the lyrics, and yes, there are several songs, actually, that just talk in a gibberish, like, vocals, because they didn't want to put any specific vocals into it, because that would, like, give the song a different feel, and it didn't go with the vibe. And Kodama is heavily inspired by Hayao Miyazaki's movie The Princess Mononoke, which is also a superb movie, in my opinion, one of the best Studio Ghibli films ever made. And I think at one point I need to go through all their movies, even though this is a metal podcast. I'm sure there are some out there who really appreciate Studio Ghibli movies and find this as a source of inspiration for whatever they do. And for me, again, personally, when I started the project with a good friend of mine a few years back called Lente, I was non-stop listening to either Kodama or either Shelter, and I got so dragged into this. You could imagine it being like a wave that is simply taking you and not letting you go. You can see the beach and the shore and you try to get back to it, but it keeps dragging you back into this depth of music that they create. And it was a really fantastic time for me to rediscover Alceste and all their superb knowledge on being slightly different than the rest, remaining true to the post-metal idea, let's say, and with that hint of dreaminess. And again, I didn't know anything about shoegaze a few years back. I simply listened to a few shoegaze songs, like for My Bloody Valentine or Slow Dive, I don't know. And then, Alceste came along, and then I was like, hey, wait, I need to give shoegaze some more love, because it is way deeper and better than I expected. So, and let's say around the year 2017-18, my shoegaze journey started, and until this day it hasn't stopped, and I'm still discovering so many bands that do really, really good first of all shoegaze, post-rock, ambient stuff like Alceste too. So again, huge thanks to Alceste for letting me get lost in this universe, because that was not a no-go, but I was not familiar with anything around this period. So again, and then after that, let's say after Kodama, it was a 3-year silence, and then came the last record to date. I hope we get news soon, because apparently, at least while I'm recording this, Nej from Alceste, he mentioned that okay, the demos and everything for the new record that will hopefully come out in 2014 or maybe 2024, not 2014, that's way too long ago, so 2024 or 2025 so we are still waiting for some news on that. But the latest record, Spiritual Instinct, came out 2019, and I think that was the band's major, let's call it a breakthrough, even though it is not. But let's just say they got way more attention than before. They did some big shows. They were in Luxembourg twice, which obviously I was there, and I was very, very happy to be there, because even their shows, they are really exploiting this dreaminess. And I am a daydreamer, let's say. My character, everything around me evolves around daydreaming and being not necessarily focused on the present, but I'm somewhere around. And I really enjoy this band, and Spiritual Instinct again delivered on all levels, and some really good singles like Protection in French, or Sapphire, that was like a big hit. So I really look forward to what these two fellas will come up next, because again, if you hear that a new Alcest record is coming, you can be assured that it will be something that you will recognize, and that is something I really hold dear to them, because their musical influence is, let's say it is unique in the sense that, yes, it is black metal, even though black metal has several forms and several facets and whatever, but if you hear Alcest, you definitely get like even, let's say Alver even, or Alver vibes, or even Slowdive. I mean, as far as I read and I heard several times that Nej is a huge fan of Slowdive, one of the shoegaze bands back in the days, who also came back in 2023 with a record that was a bit unexpected, and it also broke some records again. So I really, really look forward for them releasing the new record and what they will do and how they will process everything. And maybe even we get some more nature-like elements. Again, like Spiritual Instinct was very thematically and lyrically nature-based. And even though, like, obviously death and everything is always a theme. But yeah, I really look forward. I hope we will get some news very soon. The only thing I can tell you guys out there, if you don't know Alcest, even though I think you have been sleeping for quite some time then, I would say you give these guys a listen, and you start. I think the journey I took, meaning starting from Kodama or Ekai de Lune, is probably the best way to start with these fellas and enjoy getting carried away by a sea of dreaminess and a sea of ambient music. And yeah, I think a pretty short one today, but I think it is more than enough what I said just now. It is on point, even though again I got carried away again. That's my daydreamingness. So yeah, let me know if you know Alcest. What is your favorite track, for example, or what do you look forward to for the next record, or any personal experiences like I had with this band. And yeah, thank you very much for listening, and check out Alcest, and we are back here very soon with some more heavy topics. So thanks for listening, and hear you soon.